The project's racist intent is beyond doubt. The mass of significant Negroes, read the project's report, still breed carelessly and disastrously, with the result that the increase among Negroes is in that portion of the population least intelligent and fit. Sanger's intent is shocking today, but she recognized its extreme radicalism even then. "We do not want word to go out," she wrote to a colleague, "that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." It is possible that Sanger didn't really want to exterminate the Negro population so much as merely limit its growth. Still, many in the black community saw it that way and remained rightly suspicious of the progressives' motives. It wasn't difficult to see that middle-class whites, who consistently spoke of race suicide at the hands of dark, subhuman savages, might not have the best interests of blacks in mind. This skepticism persisted within the black community for decades. Someone who saw the relationship between, for example, abortion and race from a less trusting perspective telegrammed Congress in 1977 to tell them that abortion amounted to genocide against the black race. And he added in block letters, "As a matter of conscience, I must oppose the use of federal funds for a policy of killing infants." This was Jesse Jackson, who changed his position when he decided to seek the Democratic nomination. Just a few years ago, the racial eugenic bonus of abortion rights was something one could only admit among those fully committed to the cause, and even then, in politically correct whispers. No more. Increasingly, this argument is acceptable on the left, as are arguments in favor of eugenics generally. In 2005, the acclaimed University of Chicago economist Stephen Levitt broke the taboo with his critical and commercial hit, Freakonomics, co-written with Stephen Dubner. The most sensational chapter in the book updated a paper Levitt had written in 1999, which argued that abortion cuts crime. Legalized abortion led to less unwantedness. Unwantedness leads to high crime. Legalized abortion, therefore, led to less crime. Freakonomics excised all references to race and never connected the facts that because the aborted fetuses were disproportionately black, and blacks disproportionately contribute to the crime rate, reducing the size of the black population reduces crime. Yet the press coverage acknowledged this reality and didn't seem to mind. In 2005, William Bennett, a committed pro-lifer, invoked the Levitt argument in order to denounce eugenic thinking. "I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crime, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country, and your crime rate would go down.